yeah, we all just trying to survive. So raise them high, turn it up and sing along. We all work till the daylight's gone. We all knock off the edge around five. Fall in love from a kiss on Friday night. And we've all had a broken heart. We all closed down a few good bars. Take a look around, y'all, tell me I'm wrong. Ain't the whole wide world just one big country song? It's just one big country song. Yeah, we all live one big country song. Yeah, it's just one big country song.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After weeks of wrangling and infighting and a marathon Votorama session over proposed cuts to Medicaid, Senate Republicans a short time ago passing the massive budget package.
On this vote, the yeas are 50. The nays are 50.
The vote, mostly along party lines, Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
After a marathon voting session that lasted more than 26 hours, the Senate passed the massive measure by the slimmest of margins. Three GOP senators voted against it, but Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote in favor. The bill now goes back to the House, where conservatives and moderates have their own issues with some of the changes that have been made by the Senate, including a $5 trillion increase in the debt ceiling and a Congressional Budget Office price tag in excess of $3 trillion.
President Trump championing the mega bill he calls the Big Beautiful Bill that advances his domestic agenda. This is ABC News. In Texas, a tied city election in suburban Houston has been settled with a game of chance.
After a runoff election and a recount, incumbent Pasadena, Texas City Councilmember Bianca Valerio and challenger Bruce Lehman each had 272 votes. Under state law,
candidate Lehman has agreed that candidate Valerio will call the toss, heads or tails.
Valerio called heads and won. Pasadena Mayor Pro Tem Ruben Villarreal says there's a civics lesson to be learned here.
One person voting either way would have had a clear winner. Our votes count.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Around 9,000 members of Philly's largest city workers union on strike this morning. That union represents 911 call centers, sanitation workers, and others who walked out at midnight after failing to reach a new contract with the city. The union demanding 8% raises each year for the next 4 years. The city asking residents to take trash to collection sites and not to the curb for pickup. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and that means what most people enjoy, fireworks. But the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you to please celebrate safely when using fireworks. In 2024, there were 137 trips to emergency rooms for injuries from fireworks. So the health department encourages you to remember some tips, including only buying from reliable sellers, reading all warnings and following directions, not letting kids light or play with fireworks, and having plenty of water nearby. Please also take the time to know the rules and regulations in your area and be considerate of others, including animals, who may be bothered by the sound. Please also remember to put fireworks that don't go off or use fireworks into a bucket of water and leave it overnight away from a structure to ensure that they're actually extinguished. Remember, just because they look safe does not mean that they are safe. And yes, this does include sparklers. Though children handle them quite often, sparklers actually burn at around 2,000 degrees, which is hot enough to melt some metals. They can quickly ignite clothing, and children have received severe burns from dropping sparklers on their feet. There are safer alternatives, including glow sticks, confetti poppers, or colored streamers. But if you are using sparklers, please remember to maintain supervision and always have water on hand. July 3rd. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or until they sell out at the Northwoods Community Credit Union in the Park Falls lobby, the Chequamegon Parent Teacher Organization is hosting a bake sale fundraiser for family fun nights and classroom enrichments. This is your opportunity to help fund the CPTO, family fun nights and classroom enrichments by purchasing sweet and delicious treats for a good cause. A little bite goes a long way. There's also NCCU Golf Classic raffle tickets available. 6 for $5. Once again, this is taking place July 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. or until they sell out, over in the lobby of the Park Falls Northwoods Community Credit Union. All eyes are on the Capitol today as the Joint Finance Committee takes up some of the biggest things in the state budget. That includes the program keeping child care providers open. Savannah Tomielsen has the story.
Child care counts as extra funding sent directly to child care providers that began during the pandemic, and today it's expired. Providers are now operating without government funding they've gotten for years. A study from the Institute for Research on Poverty shows almost 900 child care centers across Wisconsin could close without that funding. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director for the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association.
We are hearing lots of programs that are closing. We are hearing programs that have already been sharing with families that they're going to be increasing their rates by up to 25% a month.
Speaker Robin Voss has said he does not support giving child care providers funding. Instead, he wants to give payments directly to families. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has said child care counts is a deal breaker. He said he won't sign a budget without it. Now, after negotiations have gone on this long, Schmidt is hoping child care funding is in the budget in some form.
If that's not done, our state will pay in all sorts of additional ways down the road. We will pay in terms of a need to pay for remedial education to help kids catch up. We will pay for a lack of social emotional skills and brain cell development that happens in early learning programs that kids cannot compensate for later on.
Until today, Wisconsin paid about $10 million a month to child care providers across the state. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Roger R. Krueger, age 90, of Park Falls, formerly of Teresa and Montello, died on Wednesday, June 25th at the Waterford in Park Falls. He is survived by his six children, Sue Karcher, Rick Krueger, Cynthia Schellinger, Randy Krueger, Mary Biskobing, and Rodney Krueger, further survived by 15 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, by four great-great-grandchildren, and his sister, Eunice Ocon, and by other relatives and friends. A private service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Roger R. Krueger, age 90, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks wave goodbye to Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Basketball. Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. ESPN reporting, after two seasons, the Bucks have waived Lillard, and they will stretch out the payments on his remaining $113 million contract. Today, they've acquired Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. Turner has agreed to a four-year, $107 million deal with the Bucks, plus a player option in 2028. Damian Lillard, who first suffered a blood clot, then a season season-ending torn Achilles will be out for nearly a year rehabilitating that injury. Other changes? After seven seasons, Brook Lopez no longer the center of the Bucks. He signs a two-year deal worth $18 million with the LA Clippers. The Bucks, however, bringing back guards Gary Trent Jr. and Kevin Porter on two-year deals, and forward Taurean Prince on a two-year contract as well. Again, the Bucks releasing Damian Lillard and signing Miles Turner from the Pacers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwood's
It's going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. We'll drop to the upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon or evening isolated thundershower. And a high again tomorrow in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75. 98 Q Country.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. Shirts and our typically bad attitudes had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
And Young, 98Q Country, Mike McKay along with you. We are giving you the chance to be a winner. The circus is coming to Park Falls on Sunday. The Culpeper Merriweather Circus, and we got four pack of tickets we're tossing out today. If you haven't texted in that winning keyword yet, I'll let you know what it is in about 6 minutes.
And you like Girl, my heart's on my sleeve. Words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show.
Future love, buddy, you should probably Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Country, Mike McKay along with you. You just never know when you're going to win stuff here. And today, well, it's 4-pack tickets up for grabs to the Culpeper Merriweather Circus coming to Park Falls on Sunday. And you could be there on us, but it starts with the text. All right, so don't text and drive, but if you're at a safe spot, open up that Civic Media app on your smartphone. Go to 98Q Country. Text the word clown, C-L-O-W-N. Yeah, it's that easy. It's that simple. Could make you a winner. All right, when you get a minute, text the word clown. Good luck.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, won't be shy of a heart attack. On the way to work, they might stop by fishing hole.
Yeah, they're spinning their wheels. Can't Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
Feel me
coming
on the way. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Without you if I tried, let's light it up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing, you love it when I sing, saying makes you feel like an angel. Shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing, you love it when I sing, saying makes you feel like an angel. We're about to get a little tangled.
Now, Day and Burning the Town, 98Q Country. A brand new survey found that 40% of Gen Z respondents says that they've used AI to help to end a relationship. That's right. Gen Zers are using it, including they're using AI to write breakup texts, apologies, even managing conflicts. Women were slightly more likely than men to let AI handle the breakups, 46% to 38%. Does AI, do they still go with the, it's not you, it's me? Does AI go that route too?
98Q Country.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813 813- 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maze Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mazevrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Country.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, a sprinkle or two possible. Temperatures around 80 degrees. West winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and 59. Chance of showers and storms for your Wednesday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high around 81 degrees. Currently, 75 degrees.
98 Q Country.
The only man, and didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? Each time I tell myself I think I've had enough, well, I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So
on the computer.
computer
and on the job,
and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on
and love the music.
98 Q Country.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. But I love that you love me good, yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. Hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. And you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
Country.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me." There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Hey, it's Randy Travis, 98Q Country. Tomorrow morning, Joel Karnick. You want to get your day started, of course, every morning with Joel, 6 to 10, weekday mornings. But tomorrow morning, since it's Wednesday, 8 to 10, it's another edition of Reality Radio with a little extra heavy emphasis on local stuff. And you never know who he's going to talk to or what he's going to talk about. So make sure you catch him tomorrow morning right here at 98Q.
Say I love you before you hang up the phone. When you buy her favorite wine on your way home. When you kiss her in the kitchen. When you kiss her on the street. When you kiss her when she's still asleep. It matters to her. It stays on her mind. When you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see. When you think she don't care. She don't notice what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her. When you pull her in close, when she had a bad day, when you shut up and listen to what she has to say. When you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in. When you're there when she just needs a friend. It matters to her. It stays on her mind. When you put her first every single time. When you think she don't see. When you think she don't care. When you think she don't notice what you're doing there. Every little look, every single word. Yeah, it matters.
98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Garth Brooks, 98Q Country. It's Mike along with you. You know, if you go to our website, 98QCountry.com, we have all kinds of stuff on there for you. We've got podcasts. We've got videos. We have photos. And we have a daily news wrap-up for you. So just in case you miss out what's going on or you kind of need a little recap on what's happened throughout the day, head over there and check it out. It's updated every day. 98QCountry.com.
One more night, one more down, one more round. First one in, last one out. Giving this town lots to talk about. But they don't know, but they don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom just 'cause I'm living on the rocks. It's a broken hearted thinking problem, so pull the bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem.
song gets later and later. I come in here so I don't have to hear same old folks, same old songs, the same old, same old blue neon, the same old bus. Just because people say I've got a drinking problem, that ain't no reason to stop. It's a broken heart and thinking problem. So pull the bottle off the wall. People say I've got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking it all. They keep on talking drunk conclusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Just sitting here in all my grand illusions. They call it a problem, I call it a solution. Just a solution. It's a broken hearted thinking problem. So pull the bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem, but I've got no problem drinking at all. They keep on talking wrong conclusions. Call it a problem, I call it a solution. You're sitting here and
Country. Make memories this 4th of July right here in Phillips. Gather your family and friends and head to Elk Lake Park for a classic celebration. The 4th of July parade, delicious food and craft vendors, lively music, and a fireworks show that'll light up the night. Free admission. And yes, even Steve Precord from Ford Insurance says it's worth the trip, so you know it's going to be good. Join us Friday and Saturday. All the details at enjoyprice.com. That's enjoyprice.com. We'll see you in Phillips, where memories are made.
Summer in northern Wisconsin is a great time to get out on the water. Baiters is a great place to get everything you need to do just that. For fishing, Baiters has rods and reels, line, terminal tackle, and live bait, so you can land that lunker of a lifetime or your next meal. Baiters also carries tow-behind tubes and tow ropes. And don't forget the life jackets for infants, toddlers, and adults. Be safe on the water, have fun, and enjoy all that northern Wisconsin has to offer with Baiters Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
Come on!
house is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some damage.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will take up the mega bill after it passed the Senate in a tied vote, mostly along party lines.
The yeas are 50.
Vice President J.D. Vance casting the tie-breaking vote for what the president calls the one big beautiful bill. It follows a marathon session in the Senate and party infighting over massive cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy.
Exhausted senators voted from their seats more than 26 hours after they began a round-the-clock series of votes to tweak the massive bill. In the end, three Republicans voted against it: Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, and Rand Paul of Kentucky. Paul complained about the bill's $5 trillion debt ceiling increase, while Collins and Tillis focused on the measure's Medicaid provisions. Both of those issues now hang over the bill as it heads back to the House.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, President Trump praising the bill's passage in the Senate. He's expecting to sign the measure by July 4th if it passes in the House. This is ABC News.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, a sprinkle or two possible. Temperatures around 80 degrees. West winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and 59. Chance of showers and storms for your Wednesday. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high around 81 degrees.
Right now, 77 degrees.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.